I mean, I don't wish to be obscene. I know of one brother, he gives his wife gifts, but he gives her certain clothes to wear. Now she, you know, she says, I mean, that you give in for yourself. You're telling me to wear this, and this is how I should dress. Maybe I'm wearing it, but that's a gift to appease you, not to appease me. So give something that she likes. Zayd radiallahu anhu, the adopted son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you ever studied the history of how he came in the care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Before marriage, Khadija radiallahu anha got married. Khadija radiallahu anha bought this slave. Bought him, he came in the care of Khadija. When Khadija radiallahu anha got married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, this is a gift I'm giving to you, O Prophet of Allah. So that very boy who became the adopted son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the history of him coming into the care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a gift that he received by his wife. You will notice that when we will share gifts, it will promote warmness. It will promote understanding. I mean, one misunderstanding can create so much problems in the relation. This man was in Mauritius, you know, relaxing at the beach. So in his excitement, he sent a message to his wife, I'm having a fabulous time. Now he wanted to say, I wish you were here. He said, I wish you were her. Old marriage broke up. One E he missed out. So we've got to have communication. Express your love to her. Express your love. My last point, and I conclude, very importantly in the relation, actually I wanted to mention 10 things, I'm running short of time here. There's so many other jokes in the mind also. Very important in the relation, there must be casual interaction. There must be some form of lightheartedness. I had a sister that called me 3 weeks ago in tears. Every time we sit down in the car, my husband is making zikr. I say, let's talk, no, we're wasting time. If you want to speak, I'll answer. She says, now, I mean, we walk in the bedroom, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Now is this, now let me show you. Now this is when we don't have understanding, then we have the wrong image of Islam. You look at the riwayat and then you make the conclusion. Imam Nasa'i mentions the hadith on the strength of Abu Bakr al-Shafi'i. Aisha radiallahu anha says, we're at home. I will conclude with this last point. We are at home. The Prophet of Allah is by my house. Sauda radiallahu anha comes to visit us. Zaratna Sauda tu yawman. As she comes home, فَجَلَسَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat down between me and between her. إحدى رجليه على حجري وإحدى رجليه على حجرها. Nabi alayhi salam put his one leg on my lap and he put his other leg on her lap. I mean the Nabi of Allah. And we sat in. Aisha radiallahu anha said, صنعت له حريرة أو قالت خزيرة. I made some pudding for the Prophet of Allah. And Sauda came, his other wife. So I told her, listen, I made this here. You also eat. فأبت. She says, no, I'm not going to eat. So I said, لتأكلين أو لألطخن بها وجهك. You eat or else I smear this or shove it down your throat. Nabi Sassam is laughing. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I presented it, she did not eat. I took out this. And it's in Imam Nasa'i, which is authentic hadith. I took out the pudding and I started smearing it on her whole face. And Nabi alayhi salam is laughing. I mean, look at our Nabi. Wallah, my eyes cry. If you only knew the Nabi Allah has given you, if you only study his biography, if you only master his social life, if you only reflect over his relation with his spouses, no marriage will break up. Leave these magazines and all these TV programs and all these immoral women. They will only jeopardize your relation. Anyway, Aisha radiallahu anha says, as soon as I smeared her face, رَفَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ رِجْلَهُ مِنْ حِجْرِهَا. He moved his leg from Sauda, telling the Sauda, it's your chance now. لَتِّخِي وَجْهَا. Sauda, you take and smear on her face. Sauda came, took the pudding and smeared it on my face, Aisha radiallahu anha said. We busy arguing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is laughing, and then we heard Umar's voice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُومَا فَغْسِلَا وُجُوهَكُمَا. Stand up, wash yourself before Umar comes in. Now this was the nature of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person by the name of Kaab says, I'm sitting. You know, Hazrat, one day Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is sitting with his wife Fatima. Now a bit of lightheartedness. He say, you know what? إِنَّ النِّسَاءَ شَيَاطِينَ. خلقنا لنا نعوذ بالله من شر الشياطين. You know what? I don't know, Fatima, if you agree, but women sometimes they can be like devils, man. They can be like devils. Allah must save us from the evil. You know, they say this whole place was full of worshippers and they were waiting for the priest to come in. Suddenly the devil pulls in. Everybody flee. But one old man is sitting there. So the devil says, you know me? He says, yeah, I know you. Who am I? You're the devil. You're not afraid of me. I'm married to your sister for 40 years, man. I'm married to your sister for 40 years. What you worried about? Well, you say 10% of women only into paradise. Any more, it will get hell. Astaghfirullah. But look at Sayyidina Umar. Look at Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Look at them. Study their life for Allah's sake. He says, you know what? Women, sometimes they can be like devils. Na'udhu billahi min sharri shayateen. May Allah save us. Now, you know, If it was one of our women, I'm not a devil, okay? My mother doesn't give birth.